We are beginning tonight Shirin Simon Reish Ayin Gimel. We are up to Sif Zayin, the last line on page Nun Gimel, about to turn on to page 106. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Yesh Omrim She'ein Mekachin El Or HaNer. There are those who say that you can't make Kiddush except by the light of a candle, of the Shabbos candles. That Kiddush has to be where the candles are. The Yesh Omrim She'ein HaKiddush Talui B'Ner. There are others that say that the Kiddush is not dependent on the candles. V'imhunene b'chotzer yoseh b'pnei ha'avir. And if you will get more enjoyment to be in the courtyard because there's more air over there, or if he stays inside, there'll be too many flies, so he wants to go out to the chatzar where there are less flies. Mikadish b'chatzar v'ochel sham. He can make kiddush in the chatzar and eat over there. Afal pi she'eino roa haner. Even though he can't see the candles from there. Shehaneros la'oneg nitzavu v'lo letzar. Because the neros Shabbos were given to us for our enjoyment and not for our pain. V'hachi mistabra. And this is what makes sense, that if you're not going to get hanof from being by the candles, you can make kiddush and eat the suda away from the candles. So the Mishmura begins on page 106 in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. Mekadesh b'chatzar v'ochel sham. We said you can make kiddush in the chatzar and eat there. Avalo yekadesh b'bayis v'yochel b'chatzar. One thing you for sure should not do is to make kiddush in the house and eat in the chatzar. That would be a problem of kiddush makom suda kedula'el b'sif aleph, like we discussed already in the beginning of the siman in Sif Aleph. And then the Machaber said, V'hochi misabra, that you should make the move if it will be uncomfortable by the Neros. V'hainu b'mitzar harbe, that if it's very uncomfortable. The ilav hochi, if it's not very uncomfortable, tzorech lecho dafla b'mkom ner. Then you should eat b'dafla where the candles are. V'ayim et primegodim shemitzadi v'yoser tov shiakadish b'bayis, v'yochel ma'at v'achar kach yigmur su'udoso b'chotzer. The Brit Megadim has a tzad to say that the best thing to do is to make kiddush in the house, eat a little bit there to be mekayim kiddush and makom suda, and making kiddush by the neros, and then finish the suda out in the chatzer where it will be more comfortable. V'ayim esimin reish samal gimel siftes mashakosov sham inyan zeh. Look what we said in reish samal gimel siftes. We'll just read that very quickly. The Mechaber told us over there, hamadlikim bezavios habayis v'ochem b'chatzer. If you light the candles in the corner of the houses and you go to eat in the chatzer, im ein haneros arukos shedolkos aralayla. If the candles are not long enough that they'll last till the night time when you come back in, have a brachal of atala. That's a brachal of atala that Mechaber is discussing, that you have to benefit from the lights. If you're lighting in one place and eating somewhere else, and by the time you get back, the candles are out, that would be a brachal of atala. So one would want to be careful over here as well, if he's going to eat somewhere else where he doesn't have the candles lit, to make sure that he gets some hanaf from the Nero, so it wouldn't be a brachal of atala. In note 41, he writes, V'chein im b'shah shehidluk as haneros b'bayis hayachoshuch k'tas v'ishtamish b'neros l'tzarech asuda. And so too, if at the time that he lit the neros in the house, it was getting dark, and he used the candles as it got dark for the purposes of getting ready for the suda, so the Mishabura says over there in Sifkat Mem Aleph, Shebekach ein abrachel v'atala, that also would make another abrachel v'atala, v'afilu im ochel suudoso rak b'chatzer, even if he ends up eating in the chatzer, as long as he benefited from the candles at some point, even if it wasn't eating the suda, it was preparing the suda, that would be okay to make it not abrachel v'atala. And now we begin Siman Reish Ayin Dalet Dine Betzias Apas B'Shabbos. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Botzeya Al Shtei Kikaros Shleimos. We make hamotzi, as we know, with Lacha Mishnah, with two full loaves. She'oche Shteihem Biyado. You hold both of them together in your hands. Ubotzeya HaTachtona. And then you end up breaking off a piece from the bottom challah. V'davka B'Leil Shabbos, says the Ramah, that which we cut the bottom challah is only on Friday night. Alva B'Yom HaShabbos, but on Shabbos day. O Belel Yom Tov, or on Yontif night, many people make a mistake about this. Yontif night is not like Friday night. Yontif night is like Shabbos day. Botzeya Al Hel Yona, you make the bracha and you first eat from the top challah. Ve'atam hu al derech haKabbalah. And the reason for taking the bottom challah on Friday night is al pi Kabbalah. Says the Mishabura in Sivkot and Aleph, we have Shtei Kikaros Zecher Lamon. It's to commemorate the mon. Diksiv Loktu Lecha Mishnah. It says they gathered a double portion on Friday. Also on Yontif, you have to make hamotzi on Lecha Mishnah. The gam hanoshim mechuyavos b'lecha mishnah shehayu gam kein b'neis haman. Women also are mechuyav in Lecha Mishnah because they also were included in the miracle of the mon. V'im yotzei b'lecha mishnah b'pasaba b'kisonin. If a person can be yotzei lecha mishnah with pasaba b'kisonin, sa'ayin le'el b'simen kuf samaches, sivzayin shav b'mishnaburu b'bir halacha. I'm going to go through the Mishnah Berurahs, and then we'll see the lengthy notes over here, some very interesting and lemaisa halachos. But first, let's go through the Mishnah Berurah. Sikaton Beis says Shleimos. It has to be two complete loaves. V'uga shenisrafa ktsas. And a loaf that got burnt a little bit, but it didn't get broken off yet, it's still attached, it's just burnt. There are those who say that you are Yotze still with that loaf that was burnt on the side with your Chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah. And I am Bishai Tshuva. If one does not have a complete loaf, it is not Ma'akev. The Yochel L'Kadesh Afilu Al Kezayis Pas. And one can make Kiddush even on a Kezayis Pas. Really, it's lavdafka. We're not talking about a kiddush on bread over here. No one discussed not having wine, but it's lavdafka. It just means that you could have the hamotzi after the kiddush on a kezayis of pas, even if you don't have a pas that is shlema. V'nochon linog shezeh shebotzeya yechavein lifter bebirchas hamotzi kol hamesubim. It is proper to be knowing that the one who is making the bracha should have kavana to be motzi everyone with his bracha of hamotzi. V'gam yomer lahamesubim sheyechavnu lotzeis bebirchas. So also should let everyone know that they should be mechavin to be yotzei with his bracha, kidei shekulam yetzu b'lacha mishnah, therefore they all could be yotzei with his lacha mishnah that's in front of him. Ukeshem motzi acherim yomer b'rishus rabosai. And when he's motzi others, he should say b'rishus rabosai. Afal pi shu balabayas o hagodol. Even if he is the balabayas or he's the greatest person there, in which case he's deserving of this honor, he should still say b'rishus rabosai with the permission of everybody. V'humi derech anova, that is a form of humility. Sifkatan Gimel says that he should hold the two loaves, biyado bishas hamotzi, he should hold it in his hands during the bracha of hamotzi. And then we said he's botzei l'tachtona, he takes a piece off from the bottom challah. Sharei lo nemar lecha mishne elo b'lakita. The reason why he only has a chiyuv to break off from one challah, not from both challahs, is because the idea of lecha mishnah, as we read the pasuk in the beginning of Sifkatan Aleph, loktu lecha mishnah. By the month they gathered lecha mishnah, so it's not a din in the eating; it was a din in the gathering. And therefore, as long as the b'shas the bracha, you have the two loaves, that's going to be good enough. However, the marshal ushla nogu lachto shnehem. The Marshal and the Shlo were no way to cut both challahs. Kepirish HaRashba, like the Rashba says. V'chein hiskim ha-gra, and so too agrees the Gra. V'imakbid al ha-hotzah, and if he's worried about the expenses, that it's very expensive to be cutting two challahs at each suda, Oseh shalosh challahs gedolos v'shalosh ketanos, so the Mishibru gives us an Eitzah to use three big challahs and three small rolls. U'b'chol suda boseh achas gedolo v'achas ketana, but each suda, if you're going to cut two, cut one challah and cut one roll, that way it will not be so expensive. V'ha'olam nohogin ka'shulchan aruch, and the minhag ha'olam is like the shulchan aruch that we cut one challah, the bottom challah on Friday night, and note 8 in the back, you don't have to turn there, the Chazon Ish says the same thing, he was knowing also only to cut one challah. Kosav Prima Gadam, the Prima Gadam writes, Im ein lo b'shabes pas Yisrael, ki im pas einam Yehudim. If he doesn't have any pas Yisrael bread on Shabbos, all he has is pas akum, mutter lecho mimenu, he is allowed to eat from it, v'ayin sham od. Sekoton hei hatachtona, he takes from the bottom challah. Habach toma de'ein ma'avir na'la mitzvos. The Bach is bothered by Akash over here. Famous discussion, how can you take the bottom challah and pass over the top challah? We hold ein ma'avir na'la mitzvos. So we have a couple of ways to get around that problem. V'ataz tikein zeh. The Taz took care of this problem. V'nohag l'haniach hatachton korov eilav yoser min ha'elyon. When he had the two challahs, one on top of the other, he would hold the bottom challah closer to himself, and that way it's not really ma'avir in ala mitzvos, because the bottom one is closer. That's how the Taz got out of the problem. V'nimtza sho pegeya t'chila b'tachtona. And it turns out that he's bumping first into the bottom challah. Another eitza is, Olochim halyona b'shas birchas hamotzi u'manichin oso lamata u'botzin aleha. The challah that was on top before, so then you put it afterwards, b'shas the bracha, you put it on the bottom, and that way you can cut the bottom challah, you're not being mavin ala mitzvos, because that was really the top challah. And therefore, since it was originally on top, even though now by the bracha it's on the bottom, it's not considered a problem mavin ala mitzvos. V'ayin le'el b'simin kuf samach zayin sif aleph b'ago, shelo yachtof b'kikar ar achar ha-bracha. We learned over there in the Ramah that one should not cut the loaf until after the bracha, k'dei sheyu ha-kikar o'shlemos, so that the loaves could be shlemos. Ayin sham. V'amedatikim regilim lirshom basakin kodem bracha. Those who are medatik, they make a little mark with a knife before they make the bracha. Now the first note I want to go to is actually in the back of the sefer, and it's on page 14. I'd like to read one note on this idea of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, the question of the Bach. So on page 14 in the back, note number 10, he points out, the Afshe Rotze Rak Pas Achas, even though you're only eating one loaf, you only want one loaf. And in the brackets he writes, V'chein Tiretz Aruch HaShulchan Es Tmiyas HaBach. This is actually how the Aruch HaShulchan gets out of the Kash of the Bach. The Bach asks, how can you take the bottom challah? Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. Aruch HaShulchan answers, you only want one challah, you want the bottom one. Therefore, there's no problem with Ein Ma'avirin. Ein Ma'avirin is if you want both, so don't skip the first one and go first to the second one. But if I only want the bottom one, so it's not a problem with Ein Ma'avirin. That is how the Aruch HaShulchan gets out of the Bach's question. But note number 10, he points out, the Afshe Rotze Pas Achas, even though you want only one loaf, Das Hagono Shlomo Zalman Erbach, Sha'af Bazen Noheg Din Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. Says Shlomo Zalman, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that still can create a problem of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, Kevan She'eno Rotze Pas Zu Machmas Atzma, because you don't really want the bottom challah. It's not like the bottom challah is more geschmack and that's why you want it. Elo Machmas Hadin Lifso Ala Tachtona. You only want it because the din is you have to have the bottom challah. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that really is considered Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos because you don't really, really want it. It's not the one that you really desire right now. Because of the din, that's why you want to take it. So therefore, the halach of Ein Ma'avirin still would apply. V'lochein, therefore, it comes out, ima tahtona levana. If the bottom was taka geshmak, it was white bread. V'al yona shechora, the upper one was not geshmak, it was pumpernickel bread. V'rotze v'levana, and you want the white one, it's more geshmak. So then, achein lo shabba zed din Ein Ma'avirin klal. Then Shlomo Zalman says, taka, it wouldn't be applicable, the din of Ein Ma'avirin. But that's the discussion of Ein Ma'avirin. So now we're going to go back to note number one. And we're going to read through some interesting notes about the Lacha Mishnah. In note number one, back across on page 106, he writes, we're going to jump around, but we'll do a lot of it. The kikar she'ena ru'uya la'achila machma sha'asura me'ikar adin. You have a loaf of bread that's usher to eat. It's taka usher. So in this thing, Karel, it says, she'ena mitzarefes alacha mishnah. You can't use that as one of your two loaves. So you're not going to eat it, obviously, but you want to use it as lecha mishnah. You can't use it as lecha mishnah if it is aser. Kevan shekol inyan lecha mishnah hu mishum chashivas ha-suda. The whole purpose of lecha mishnah, says in this in Kriyot, is chashivas of the suda. Shemaslil suudasum shnei lecham, that you're starting your suda with two loaves. V'kikar she'ena ruya la'achila, but a loaf that's not able to be eaten, ein bo chashivas, that has no chashivas. U'ki'ilu hinia chatichas eitz ba'alma. It's like you have one challah and a piece of wood. If you can't eat it, it has no chashivas, and therefore you cannot use a loaf of bread that is aser ba'achila as your lecha mishnah. And then he says an interesting thing. V're'ei mashe kasadnu l'halam. Look what we're going to write later. Le'inyan tziruf matzah l'lecha mishnah bi'erev pesach shechal b'shabbos. Can you use matzah for the lecha mishnah on erev pesach shechal b'shabbos? We know on Erev Pesach, you can't eat matzah. But can you use a matzah as a second loaf? It's also to be eaten now. So we're going to look at that right now. If you skip to the top paragraph of the next column, that's where he discusses it. U'le'inyin tziruf matzah l'lecha mishnah b'erev Pesach shechalios b'shabbos. Sha matzah asura bo b'achila. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. You need l'lecha mishnah for Shabbos. And you have only one roll, you want to use a matzah. So the Chazon Ish writes, she'yesh l'dakti b'shabbos zu shelo yishar chametz. The Chazon Ish says you have to be very medatic on the Shabbos not to leave over any chametz. Va'afim yisbatel b'shvil zed din lecha mishnah. Even if you can be mevatel because of that, the din of lecha mishnah. V'rak yitzaref matzah lecha mishnah. Even if you're going to have to, it's okay to add on a matzah as lecha mishnah. So the Chazon Ish says we really don't want to get involved in too much chametz on Erev Pesach, and therefore it would be okay to use a matzah that you're not allowed to eat for lecha mishnah. And the Stipler adds on, Sheyatov osa besakit nylon kidei shelo tiga b'challah. When you're putting the two loaves together, so the matzah should be wrapped in a bag, so it shouldn't touch the challah. The gam be'ofen ze yotzei dechovas lecha mishnah, and also he held that you can mekayim your mitzvah lecha mishnah with a matzah that you can't eat, and it's in a bag, which normally it's not. Normally you're holding both loaves. And even though it is logical, it's very possible the lechem that's not roi l'achila should not be mitzarif to lechem mishnah. Rav Nissen Kralitz explains the Chazon Ish, so you still should put it there. Kevan she'efsher she'nosein bazeh chashivas l'seuda b'mashe munach l'fonav olechem. Because it could be that alone gives chashivas, the fact that it's there. Unlike we said before, that it's like a piece of wood if you can't eat it. No, maybe the fact that it looks chashiv, the fact that you have two loaves there, and therefore, even though you can't eat it because it's aser, it would be kedai to do. Let's go back to the right column, the second paragraph. The kikar sha'asr la'ochlo machmas chumra. If you have a loaf of bread that you can't eat because you have a chumra not to eat that type of food. Kosav, okay, go on pas'akum, I'm sorry. Like you're makbun on pas yisrael, so it's pas'akum. The Prima Galim writes, shemoel la'tzarfu la'lecha mishnah. Then it would help to be la'tzarfu la'lecha mishnah. Skip the next paragraph. Upasha ula shamashal makbit shelo yivtzu osa. So you only had one challah. You went to your next door neighbor to borrow a challah. He said, yeah, but I need it back. He said, no problem. I just need it for lecha mishnah. I'll bring it right back. So now you have no rishus to eat it. So, v'lochein asura b'achilu mishum gezel. It's also to eat now because if you eat it, you're stealing his challah. So, histapik agonu shom azam arbach ha'im yotzei ba yedei chova. Shom azam is mesupik ar yotzei. Shere lecha mishnah uzeichel amon. Lecha mishnah is to commemorate the mon like we saw. V'imkein yitochin shetzarech liyos rei l'achilu. So it could be, it has to be like the mon. That's it for achilu. He says it's poshut that if you have to borrow, even though you can't eat it, you should do that, and you should borrow a loaf. It does count for lecha mishnah, even though you can't eat it. The kikar kafua, a frozen loaf of a frozen challah, which this comes up often, at least in my house. She'iesha la'ochel, that's what it's my job to take out of the freezer. So I forget. So you have a frozen loaf of bread or frozen challah. She'yevsha la'ochla machmas ken. You can't eat it right now because it's frozen. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes, she'yesh la'hokel she'mitzarefes la'cha mishnah. You could be lenient that it counts for la'cha mishnah. Kevan she'ru'uya la'achila b'li shum tikun. Since l'maisa is fifth consumption without you doing any kind of tikun, it will just become fifth in a few minutes. The gam ru'uya la'chamma miyad ba'ofen ha'mutter b'shabbos. You could also heat it up right now. It could be ready in seconds. It doesn't take long to heat it up in a mutterdik way that it will be allowed. Skip to the next paragraph. Meidach on the other hand, Das the Gona Shlomo Zalman Orbach sheitochin shebishah shalechem ena ruya lachila ena mitzarif. He says it's very possible that while it's frozen and not edible, it's not mitzarif to lechem mishnah. Achim daito laharich besuda ad shalechem yaspik lahavshir v'yia roy lachila. But if you plan on having a suda for an hour and a half, or even 10 minutes, and it's going to be enough time for the challah to defrost, doesn't take very long. So then yitochin shu mitzarif lechem mishnah. So that would be okay. So the only case that it wouldn't be okay according to him is having a chick-chock suda. So by the time you finish the suda, it's still going to be frozen. It won't be so edible, so then it might be a problem. But most seem to say it's okay. Ubeshal shen shuvah shevet alevi kosov shedarko lahachmir bazeh. He's machmir kevan she'enu nikra lechem mishnah im enu roi lachilu. It's not considered like a mishnah if it can't be eaten. Ukeshem shelefi adeo shetzorach levtzoa eshteya kikaros vadae sheshteyam shirgol zilos lechem. And just like we have the opinion that we saw that you have to cut and eat from both challahs, so for sure it wouldn't count because you can't cut it and eat it now. So who adin ladas alchokim she'ain tzar levtzor ashtei akikaros. So too the opinion that argues and says you don't have to cut both challahs; one is enough. Al koponim modem mem she'ashteiam srichos lios lechem lios lebitzia. But it has to be even according to the opinion, you're only cutting one challah, but both challahs have to be royal lebitzia, and therefore it wouldn't be good. So there's a machlokas. Let's skip to the next column. We did the first paragraph, the second paragraph. The afkish is suudoso achar hakiddush he bemine mizonos opas kistin. So you're at a kiddush and you're eating rugeluch. So kosav kitzur shulchan aruch sheyesh levarich al shnei divrei mafa shleim kilecha mishnah. At the kiddush says the kitzur shulchan aruch you should make your mizonos on two rugeluch. Take two whole pieces of cake and make your bracha. But meidach on the other hand, the Shaul Yeshuvas Minchas Yitzchak writes, "B'shem the Sefer Ber Yaakov she'ein the Hogan Kinar Minog is not that way. V'lo ra'a misha choshesh l'kach. He's never seen anyone be makbar on this. The kosav shemikomakom bal nefesh roy lahachmir laatzmo bitzina bebeso. A bal nefesh should be machmir by himself in private in his own house. The af bitzibur kishiyesh lefun of shleimim v'chatzoyim. And also if you're in public and you have in front of you, you know, partial loaves and full loaves. Yochel l'kachas l'chachilu shleimim. If you have kokosh cake that's cut up and you have a rugeluch that's whole, so take the rugeluch. I will also levake sheaviu lo shleimim dafka. But it's also to ask someone, oh, can you pass me the two shleimim over there? Why is it aser? Midin al yeshana adam mipnei machlokas. A person shouldn't change because of machlokas. V'chein yesh lachshosh bazela yuara also can be gaivedik. So lemaisa, the minhag in general is not to be makbid on that. I thought it was an interesting note. Let's look at note number two as well. Note number two is going on that which the Mishavura said, that also on yontif you have to use two loaves. V'chein kosav al shulchan aruch lekamon. Shulchan aruch writes the same thing later on, that on yontif is like Shabbos, that you have to have lecha mishnah. Ubetama davar kasav a Mishnah Berurah Shana. Mishnah Berurah explains over there. Shegam be Yom Tov lo haya yored man. Just like on Shabbos, the man didn't come, so double came on Friday. On Yontif, the man didn't fall either, so double came on Erev Yontif. So it's the same svara as Shabbos applies to Yontif. Elosh haya yored in the Erev Yontif kiflai, and it came double on Erev Yontif. Kamo be Erev Shabbos. Now he says an interesting thing. The Av Shegam Chiyuv Gimel Seudos b'Shabbos Nulmud Mehamon, and even though the three Seudos on Shabbos are also learnt out from the Mon, Me'asmachto Shenemar Shalosh Pam Hayom, it's from an Asmachto. The Pasuk says Hayom three times by the Mon. We learn out from there you have to have three Seudos on Shabbos. The Av Al Pikein Ein Chiyuv Zeno B'Yontif, and we don't have Shalosh Seudos on Yontif. The Midrash is not to have Shalosh Seudos on Yontif. So what's the Chiluk? If we're learning from the month to Yontif Halacha Mishnah, why are we not learning from the month to Yontif to have three Seudos? Explains the Prisha. Shekevan Shapasuk Hayom Nemer Lagabe Shabbos. The Pasuk of Hayom is written by Shabbos. Lochain Lo Noheg Biyomtov Chiyav Gimel Seudos Hanum Pasuk Zeh. Therefore, we only learn out from that Pasuk that says Hayom three times by Shabbos. We learn out Halacha of Shabbos. Yontif has nothing to do with that Pasuk that's written by Shabbos. Aval Chiyav Lecha Mishnah is Zecher Lamon. But the Chiyav Lecha Mishnah is a Zecher to the Mon in general. Shayyoreit Zugo Zugo, so that it came down in pairs. The Af Be'er Yontif, Hayyoreit Kach. That's how it came down in Erev Yontif also. So it's Pasha, it says the Prisha, that the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, the same svara that applies by Shabbos, applies by Yontif. On Erev Shabbos it fell double, on Erev Yontif it fell double. But the three Seudos on Shabbos, it says by Shabbos, it says Hayom. It doesn't say Hayom three times by Yontif, and therefore, just because it's learned from the Mon, doesn't mean that we'll extend it to Yontif, and therefore the minhag is to have, the mitzvah is to have Lecha Mishnah on Yontif, and the minhag is not to have Shalosh Seudos on Yontif. Let's see note number three as well. Note number three, we're going on the Mishnah Berurah that was talking about having shleimos. The Mishnah Berurah said, if you don't have a pas shleima, so it's not ma'akev. So note number three points out, upas shleima, this comes up all the time, shenofu mimeno chatichos ma'atos uperurin. So little crumbs fell off, things like broke off a little bit. Is that a shalim? Is that not a shalim? So Shlomo Zalman Arbal says, sheminag ha'olam lakachta kikika shalim. Even though some crumbs fell off of it, or I guess sometimes you have it in a pan, it comes out of the pan, a drop is left on the bottom. The minhag is that we use that as a shalim. Shari rova chalos ain't ke'elu, because most chalos have little pieces chipping off. V'chein das agon of nissen kerelitz. Shim ein lo lechem shalim legamri. If you don't have a complete shalim, yesh lismok lechatchila al hadin shalechem shalochosem imenu echon marboi mushmona dino kelechem shalim. If you don't have the best way, which is completely full, you can rely lechatchila on the din that a lechem that is not missing more than 1/48 of it as a din of a lechem sholim. V'cheinim nafal ma'at ma'akrum ha'elyon. If a little bit of the crust on top fell off, kamosha rogil b'chalos ha'niklas b'chanut, like normally happens by bakery chalos, so it's brought down from the stipler, shalo hikbid al-kach, the stipler was not makbid to use those chalos, even though some little pieces of the bakery chalos were chipping off on top. Specifically if it's a water chalos that happens. V'im yesh lo shnei chatzoi pas. If a person has two half loaves that were from one loaf, it just cut in half. Verotza lechabrim al yedei kesam, and he wants to connect them through some kind of stick, some kind of toothpick, a long one, a skewer. So kasav le'el shim ein lo lechem shalom. If he has no other shalom, yechabrim, he can attach them. Kidei lekayim mitzvah lechem mishnah. Avol rak ba'ofen shelo yeh nikar shem shnei chalokim shechubru. He has to just do it in a way that it's not nikar from the outside. You put a skewer inside through both halves and push it together, so it looks like a shalom. So you try to cut it. Shein lo kein eino nechshar shalim. If it's not, if it's recognizable that it was, you know, put back together, that would not be considered a shalim. Skip to the very bottom of the page, the last three lines. V'chalos shedavukos b'shas hafia. Person baked chalos and they got attached in the baking. Maybe you could apply this to the pull-aparts. I'm not saying that, but maybe. Let's not talk about pull-aparts, but it would be no gay of this. But you have two chalos that your wife bakes on the same pan and they get attached, which happens every single time. So in this Nikarel it says Shem Heim Ka'achas Mamish. If they mamish joined together like one loaf, so then Avada Eino Nechshavos Ela Kalechem Echa Gadol is considered one loaf of bread. Achim Efsher LaHafrid Beneim. But if you could separate them, Tzarech Simas Lei B'Davar. You have to be very focused on it. Shekein Lefa'amim Ha'Echad Sholim V'Hasheni Chaser. Because sometimes it will come out that one's Sholim, one's Chaser. But if you could separate it in a normal way, that would be okay. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sif Beis. Mitzvah litzoa b'Shabbos prusa gedola shetasvik lo l'chol ha-su'uda. There's a mitzvah to break off on Shabbos a large piece that will be enough bread for you for the entire su'uda. Says the Mishabur Sif Katan Vav. V'lo milsi k'ra'afton, you don't look like a glutton. Kevan she'ena osa kem b'chol, since everyone knows you don't usually eat that way during the week. So vada kavanoso shechaviv olav ha-mitzvah v'rotza l'chol harbe. It's pasha you're doing it because the mitzvah is so chaviv to you. You want to eat a lot for the Shabbos su'uda, which is a mitzvah. Therefore, you don't look like a ra'afton. Sif Gimel, Ein HaMesuvim Rashoim Litom Ashi Yitvom HaBotzeya. Those who are sitting around the table cannot eat from the bread until the one who made the bracha eats from the bread. V'im Yesh Lithnei Kol Echa Lecha Mishnah. But if each person had in front of themselves their own Lecha Mishnah, they're just being Yotzi with his bracha of HaMotzi, Yicholim Litom, then they can't eat first. Afal Pisha Dain Lo Tomu, even though he didn't eat yet. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin. The one sitting around cannot taste till the Botzeya tastes. Even though, for whatever reason, he wasn't really supposed to do this, but he gave out all the challah before he took a bite. Still, they should not eat it until he eats it. Unless, of course, they each have their own lecha mishnah, then they can eat first, sifkat and ches. As we turn to page Nundalid, Rav Shlomo means to say, Va'oz, and then Afa Pishu Motziam Bivrichoso. Even though he's being Motzi everyone with his bracha of Hamotzi, Yecholim Litom Kodan Lo, they're allowed to taste and eat from their bread before he eats from his. Avalim Ein Lifnei Kol Echa Lecha Mishnah, but if each person doesn't have their own Lecha Mishnah, they're all reliant on his Lecha Mishnah, Afa Pishu Kol Echa Kikaro Sheyocha Mimenehu Lefanav, even though they each have their own loaf they're going to eat from. But they don't have Lecha Mishnah. Kulam Tzrichin Lismoch Al HaBotzeya. They all have to rely on the Botzeya. Sheesh Lefon of Lecha Mishnah, because he's the only one with the Lecha Mishnah. Ve'enam Rashoim Litom Kodom Lo. And they're not allowed to eat any of the bread until he eats first. We'll stop here, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Dalet.